Welcome to Digimaster Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Nagus.
And Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. Recent advancements in artificial intelligence have provided a powerful tool for monitoring the illicit activities of a so-called shadow fleet. These dark ships, which deliberately disabled their identification transponders to avoid detection, have been smuggling oil and cargo from countries under international sanctions, such as Russia, Iran, Venezuela, and North Korea. One such ship, the Merob, was recently sighted anchored in the Bay of Ceuta, Spain, after carrying out clandestine oil transfer operations in international waters, using AI to analyze satellite images. Analysts can now more effectively spot these illicit transfers, which have become more frequent since the EU's ban on Russian crude oil following the full-scale invasion of Ukraine. This technological advancement is a significant step in combating the evasion of international sanctions and tracking the movement of unauthorized shipments across the globe.
In recent developments, Adobe has revealed that Lightroom users will not be left behind in the ongoing integration of generative AI into their suite of tools. Despite the lack of new Lightroom features announced at Adobe Max London this year, the company is actively working on extending the generative AI capabilities already available in Photoshop to Lightroom users as well. Terry White, an Adobe evangelist, demonstrated how an upcoming tool will drastically simplify object removal in photos by allowing users to simply draw around an object and remove it with a click both on desktop and mobile platforms. Meanwhile, anticipation was high as the audience expected a new reveal during the sneaks, but the final announcement turned out to be a recap of previously teased Premiere Pro features. Adobe's advancement into generative AI is set to revolutionize both photo and video editing, as witnessed by the enthusiastic reception of their new AI tools. Tom May, a seasoned freelance writer and editor in the art and design space, continues to provide insights on these industry shifts. Digital camera world stays at the forefront of delivering the latest in camera deals, reviews, and essential photography news to its audience. Perplexity, an AI startup specializing in search engines, is accelerating its growth with a new funding round anticipated to raise at least $250 million, aiming for a valuation of up to $3 billion. Following successive valuations of $540 million in January and $1 billion in March, the company is attracting significant investor attention, including from prior backers Enea and IVP. The core of Perplexity's offering is its generative AI-based chatbot interface for search, distinguishing itself by integrating multiple large language models or LLs for more nuanced responses. This strategy for building AI services follows the trend of companies like OpenAI and Anthropic, whose valuations are also soaring in a rapidly advancing AI sector. Highlighting its swift trajectory, Perplexity's investor list already boasts 46 names, including global tech leaders and prominent venture capital firms. Despite only existing since 2022, Perplexity has reported handling 75 million queries this year with an annual recurring revenue of $20 million. Amidst what one investor dubbed a zeitgeist moment, Perplexity is seizing the opportunity to expand financing due to the burgeoning demand for AI services.
In a significant business move, Microsoft has secured a $1.1 billion five-year deal with Coca-Cola to provide cloud computing and artificial intelligence services. This collaboration will involve joint experimentation of the Azure OpenAI service, which is instrumental for building chatbots and AI services. The deal escalates a prior agreement from 2020 valued at $250 million, where Coca-Cola utilized Microsoft's cloud and business software. Additionally, Coca-Cola plans to test out Microsoft's AI assistant Copilot, which aids in streamlining tasks like summarizing email threads and preparing business presentations. The agreement also entails Coca-Cola broadening its use of Microsoft's conventional software, including Dynamics 365, a direct competitor of Salesforce. Despite the substantial monetary commitment, Microsoft has not disclosed the specific financial distribution between AI services and traditional cloud software. This partnership is a strategic leap for both companies, intertwining technology and beverage industries in their advanced business solutions. In the upcoming Netflix original movie, Atlas, we witness an intense clash between humanity and artificial intelligence, with Jennifer Lopez and Simu Liu taking on pivotal roles in this high-stakes conflict. Lopez portrays the character Atlas Shepard, a data analyst with deep-seated mistrust for AI, who is compelled to join forces with an AI to thwart a rogue robot, played by Liu, threatening the future of humanity. The action-packed trailer introduces us to this futuristic world, revealing Shepard's historical battle against Harlan, the AI, and the struggles they face together on a desolate planet. Atlas brings a narrative where trust in AI becomes a necessity for survival, challenging Shepard's initial skepticism. Steering the film, we have Brad Peyton in the director's chair, with a script penned by Leo Sardarian and Aaron Alicolite, featuring a star-studded cast including Sterling K. Brown, Gregory James Cohan, Abraham Popular, Lana Parilla, and Mark Strong. With producers spanning ASAP Entertainment to Nyrican Productions, the film promises an exploration of technology's perils and possibilities. Atlas is poised to be a gripping tale of human and artificial intellect, setting the stage for an epic battle over technology's place in our world.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News podcast summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.